But also, the new leader of Peterborough City Council has agreed to meet with the owners of the Showground Speedway track to discuss the future of the sport in Peterborough. As things stand, the East of England Showground site's set to be developed and the plans don't include a new speedway circuit. The situation was discussed at a meeting last night. Councillor Julie Stevenson is the independent councillor for Orton Waterville and was there. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dottie.
So what was talked about at the meeting last night?
Well, the meeting last night, not much was talked about because I brought a motion on this subject but had to withdraw it, unfortunately, for procedural reasons. And sometimes motions don't make it to being heard at full council, and other councillors were a bit uncomfortable about discussing a motion which arguably is subject to, there's a couple of planning applications at the moment regarding the showground. So they asked me if I would withdraw it. And in exchange, Councillor Farouk has agreed to actually do the things that I was asking for in the motion. So I'm very happy. And in fact, all the discussion about whether or not to have my motion was great, because Speedway is now at the front of mind of all of the councillors in the council. I know it sounds a bit strange, but this has actually served my purposes beautifully. And that's what motions are all about. They're a tool in order to get things done. So I'm very pleased with what did and also what didn't happen last night.
What do you think it'll achieve, the leader of the council meeting up with the owners of the track?
Well, we've got to keep trying everything we can. The company that is charged with producing the master plan for redeveloping the showground has made it very clear in the media that there's no future for the Speedway, whether or not their planning applications are granted. So that's a pretty clear message. And my worry has always been that if we don't do something, if we don't start talking about this, if we don't consider the possibilities, the sport will be lost to Peterborough forever. And with Speedway, it's with so many things. It's not just about the sport. It's not just about motorbikes. It's about the communities getting together. So important after the lockdowns that we've had. We all know that. And the Speedway is a club, fan, members, the supporters. They are a big family. And it's so important that we look after groups like this. There might be an argument, oh, Speedway, you know, it's old-fashioned sport. It's only of minority interest. Our lives are made up of minority interests, and we must stand up for Speedway, because if Speedway goes, what goes next? That's my worry.
And Julie, just while we have you, your thoughts on the Christmas treat debate?
I knew it.
Are you pudding or panettone or something else altogether?
Christmas food is not allowed in this house because my husband has an aversion to cinnamon or anything anywhere near it. So I've not been allowed for the past 22 years to eat anything that's remotely Christmassy. So I'm going to say, Dottie, Yule log. Someone said Swiss roll a moment ago. Yule log is the thing we have at Christmas.
You've made my producer's jaw drop, Julie. She just went, oh, I could see her through the glass. So a Yule log. I saw on Instagram the other day, see, I'm still young and vigorous, I saw Matty Edgell, our local Bake Off winner, he published a recipe for Yule log. So if you're keen to try Julie's Christmas poison, then there's tips out there.